Well, praise the Lord. It is April 6th, 2017. Hey, happy Thursday, friend. Welcome to yet another edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Krill. I'm the friend's part. I'm the friend's part, and so are you. So glad to connect here with you. Go ahead, kick your shoes off, take your coat off, pour yourself a cup of coffee, maybe get some tea, and let's fellowship today, friend. I hope you are having yourself a fantastic week. Yeah, can you believe, not this weekend, but next weekend will be Easter. How about that? I know. So I hope and pray that you are praying for somebody to invite to church for Easter. I'll tell you what, folks are so sensitive. They are so willing, 2 times a year at least, to attend church on Christmas and on Easter. So I really encourage you, I really do, to think about that someone or a group of people that you know that you can take the church with you. And so they can be exposed to the gospel message. Amen. I know lots of churches in our area doing lots of great different Good Friday services, Easter activities as well. I really encourage you, if you have some time, to take a look at our event calendar page at greatnewsradio.org and check out the entire list of some of the events coming up. I'll tell you what, if you listened yesterday, Mark gave us a fantastic update of just some of the great stuff that God is doing. Great launch the other day at the Great News Radio English Conversation class at the Great News Radio Center at Lincoln Square in Urbana. If you missed yesterday's program, you can go back and listen to it through the audio archives portion of our website, greatnewsradio.org, and listen to yesterday's program. And while you're there at our website, there is information there if you want to find out more about the free English conversation classes for internationals. Just click on the tab that says About, and there you'll see a nice little drop-down menu called English Conversation Classes. So great outreach for sure. Again, it's all at greatnewsradio.org. Well, it is certainly tax season. I'll tell you, it's April 6th already, in full swing for the tax season. And God is just so cool. You know, every year when we do our taxes, we're just reminded of the ministries and our local church that we support. Write that down as tax write-off, which certainly helps for sure. But we're reminded that when we do give, God is still our provider. You know, as we look on paper of all the ministries that we have supported in 2016, we didn't have a day without food. We didn't have a day without finances in our bank account. I mean, God is so good, and he is our provider. And I just want to really encourage you to consider getting involved here at Great News Radio as a financial partner here at this radio ministry. We are listener-supported, which means we depend on God. We depend on him for sure, but we also depend on you to help meet the financial need of this ministry. Consider getting involved today. You can send in your special gift of support here for the month of April. Our mailing address is Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Again, that's Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you can give online at greatnewsradio.org. And from all of us here, thank you, thank you, thank you for your continued prayers and gifts of support. Well, coming up here in just a few moments, we're going to be talking about false guilt today. False guilt and how the enemy has his hand in that. The accuser of the brethren. We're going to take a look at Zechariah chapter 3 right after this here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove you more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus.
I'm so glad I learned to trust Him. Precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that He is with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I proved Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him
Tuesday, January 28th, 1986, that the entire nation watched in stunned silence as the Space Shuttle Challenger abruptly exploded 73 seconds after its launch. You may remember that. And it was a terrible day for our nation. It was a terrible day for the friends and family of the seven members on board who lost their lives, but it was also a horrific day for a gentleman by the name of Bob Ebeling. See, Bob was an engineer that helped supply the space shuttle's solid rocket boosters. And years after the disaster, it was learned that the Challenger was doomed by a failed rubber seal called the O-ring. And Bob was fully aware of the ring's potential failure and tried to get NASA to take him seriously to wait for warmer weather. Instead, he was overruled. And in fact, I was reading an article that came out last year that how he still feels responsible for the deaths of those on board 3 decades later. And in that interview, he said, I wish I could have done more. And he went on to say that he would never be able to put away his feelings of sorrow and guilt. Wow. For 3 decades carrying that. You know, friend, the fact is many people are chased by guilt, and guilt is eating them alive. They don't know what to do with it. And many Christians come to church Sunday after Sunday, sing hymns, give money, attend classes, underline their Bibles, but do not have the freedom they ought to have in the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, there's a saying, he is not free who drags his chains with him. And guilt can leave us feeling depressed, paralyzed, chained in regret, shackled in remorse, cuffed in shame, and enslaved with anguish. So if you have your Bible, I encourage you to turn to Zechariah chapter 3, the Old Testament book, Zechariah chapter 3. I know not many people tend to go to the book of Zechariah. It's not like a Matthew or Romans or anything, but it's still inspired by the word of God. And Zechariah chapter 3, verse 1 says, then he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to accuse him. And the Lord said to Satan, the Lord rebuke you, O Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is not this a brand plucked from the fire? Now Joshua was standing before the angel clothed with filthy garments. And the angel said to those who were standing before him, remove the filthy garments from him. And to him he said, behold, I have taken your iniquity away from you, and I will clothe you with pure vestments. And I said, let them put a clean turban on his head. So they put a clean turban on his head and clothed him with garments, and the angel of the Lord was standing by. Guilt. Guilt. You know, Zechariah here has a vision. It's a heavenly courtroom. And the high priest Joshua is standing before the angel of the Lord, and then there's Satan resisting him. Verse 1 says, "Then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to accuse him." And Joshua, even though he's a religious man, is laden with guilt. God Almighty, the justice, sitting upon the bench, and Satan is the prosecuting attorney pointing out Joshua's sin. And in fact, he seems to have a good case against Joshua because he's wearing dirty clothes. It says, "Now Joshua was standing before the angel of the Lord, clothed with filthy garments." Wearing filthy clothes. I want us to understand that his clothes are really filthy. That is, his sin is real. And like every one of us here today listening, our sin is real too. Our garments are filthy and we need to be cleaned up. And that, and this picture, this passage represents us because we too stand guilty before Almighty God apart from Jesus Christ. And like Joshua, we have an adversary too. His name is Satan and he is real. And he works to accuse us, to point out our sins, point out our failures. He wants us to be eaten up with guilt and to condemn us before the face of God. See, while Satan is the prosecuting attorney, friend, Jesus is our defense attorney. 1 John 2:1 says, "My little children, I am writing you these things so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous." Zechariah 3:3, it says, "Now Joshua was standing before the angel, clothed with filthy garments. And the angel said to those who were standing before him, 'Remove the filthy garments from him.' And to him he said, 'Behold, I have taken your iniquity away from you, and I will clothe you with pure vestments.' And I said, 'Let them put a clean turban on his head.' So they put a clean turban on his head and clothed him with garments." We see here where Joshua's filthy robes are replaced with clean ones. Isn't that a beautiful passage? And not only that, he does something else too. He rebukes Satan. Zechariah chapter 3, verse 2 says, "And the Lord said to Satan, 'The Lord rebuke you, O Satan.'" The Lord rebuked Satan. In other words, sit down, shut up, right? See, not only does Jesus rebuke the accuser, but he takes away our sin and cleanses us. Not only does he defend us, but he restores us. He restores us. And when we confess our sin, guess what the Bible says? That when we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. Isn't that a great passage? But here's the problem. While we are forgiven children of God, Satan still accuses us of past sins that have already been forgiven. Satan brings up our past. Satan brings up the things we used to do. Satan brings up our past sins. Satan brings up our old lifestyle. Satan is constantly accusing you. Constantly he is accusing you before God, and he is accusing you to your face. And he is pointing the finger of accusation to your face. He wants you and I to be chained to guilt, chained to shame, chained to our sin. I'll tell you what, there are times before I get up and I teach or I preach at church that before I'm getting up, there's a thought that passes my mind of who I used to be, just to discourage me, just to leave me frozen where I am. That's called false guilt. You know, Romans chapter 8, verse 1, there's an encouraging passage today for the children of God, for those who are saved and redeemed by Jesus. It says in Romans chapter 8, verse 1, "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Satan says, "Look at your sin," but God says, "No, you look at my son." A little boy was visiting his grandparents and was given his first slingshot, and he practiced in the woods. He practiced but could never hit his target. So he came back to grandma's backyard and he saw her pet duck. And being a little boy, he had a brilliant idea. So he took aim at that pet duck, and he let it fly, and he hit it right on, and the duck died. And the boy panicked, so he did what any of us would do. We'd try to hide the dead duck somewhere, and he hid it under, actually, a wood pile. And only to look up and see his sister watching, Sally. Sally seen it all, but she said nothing. And after lunch, Grandma said, "Sally, let's wash some dishes." But Sally said, "Johnny told me he wanted to help in the kitchen today. Didn't you, Johnny?" Oh, those sisters, I'll tell you. And she whispered to him, "Remember the duck." So Johnny did the dishes. And later, Grandpa asked if the children wanted to go fishing. And Grandma said, "I'm sorry, but I need Sally to help me make supper." And Sally smiled and said, "That's all taken care of. Johnny told me he wants to do it." And she whispered, "Remember the duck." See, Fred, I don't know what your past sin is. I don't know what that one sin that the enemy keeps throwing in your face, but I want you to know today that you were forgiven at the exact second. At the exact second you confessed it. God says, "As far as the east is from the west, I will remember your sin no more. They are buried into the sea of forgetfulness." Friend, don't remember the duck. Remember the forgiveness today. Don't believe in that false guilt, the accusation from the accuser, Satan. He is a liar. You were forgiven at the exact second you confessed it. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus."
It happened so long ago. I cried out for mercy back then. I pled the blood of Jesus. Begged him to forgive my sin. I still can't forget it. It just won't go away. So I wept again. Lord, wash my sin. But this is all he'd say. What sin? What sin? Well, that's as far away as the east is. Sin, what sin? It was gone the very minute you confessed. Buried in the sea of forgetfulness. Sin, well, that's as far away.
Isn't this a beautiful song? It's a song by Morgan Cryer. It's called What's Sin? Right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. It is Joey Kroll. Hey, I'd love to hear from you. You can always connect with me, Joey, at greatnewsradio.org, J-O-E-Y, at greatnewsradio.org. Would love to hear from you. Don't forget, coming up tomorrow, Mark and Jason will help you get through your Friday. Mark and Jason in the studio tomorrow for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Well, in the meantime, friend, I appreciate your time and your attention today. Just remember, no matter where you go, what you do today, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.